Hey, Mom, we're here. Oh, Jess, my sweet girl. It's good to see you. Come here, honey. Oh, my. And it's so good to see you again, young man. My, you've gotten much more handsome since I saw you last, haven't you? Come here.
Mom, you're making him uncomfortable.
Nonsense, Jess. What sweet guy doesn't like to be hugged and kissed on the cheek? It would have been rude not to. He is your best friend, after all, isn't he? Oh, hey, dear. Is everything all right? You appear to be a little stiff. You don't have to be so nervous while you're here. This home is just as much as yours as it is ours. Oh, there's a cute smile. And I see you have something quite large in that pocket of yours. Perhaps a smartphone? Yeah, one of the big, big models, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
Huh? What's wrong?
Oh, I realized I forgot to go to the store earlier and get some specific ingredients for dinner tonight. Ugh, this dish simply won't be complete without it. Jess, dear, can you go to the store and pick them up for me?
Right now?
Yes, please. I've been slaving over a hot stove all afternoon getting this ready. Could you help your dear mother out, please?
Yeah, okay. Hey, dude, are you up for a quick drive into...
No. Let this young man rest, dear. He needs to get familiar with his home for the break.
Sure. Right. Okay, I'll be back.
Thank you, sweetheart. Here's the list.
Right. I'll be back in a flash then. See you in a bit.
Oh. I hope you won't be back that fast. Don't you hope? Well, my sweet boy. Now it's just the two of us. Whatever will we do to pass the time? Perhaps we need to help you settle in. How does that sound?
Oh, no.
Don't call me Miss Anything. Please, call me Rhea. Honestly, we don't have to be so formal, darling. We're both adults. We could be a little loose. Maybe lose a button or two. Oh, you really are so nervous, aren't you?
Sweet boy. The only part of you that doesn't seem shy is that throbbing, hard erection you have. Oh, dear. You were hoping I wouldn't notice. How could I not? Your pants look like they're about to tear apart from that tight bulge. Oh, it must be so uncomfortable. All that pressure. Having such a hard erection trapped beneath your pants. Shh. It's just us here. No one will see us. I know having my hand rub your crotch so firmly over your pants is making you feel amazing right now. Imagine how much better it won't be without those pants on at all. God, you are so adorable. I like that. It makes my heart pump and throb, almost like that dick of yours. Why don't you come here, sweetie? Why don't you relax by pressing that cute face into my big, soft breast? I'll just scrub the back of your head and... there you go. That's a good boy. Nestle into my titties. I know you adore how big and squishy they are. Don't think I forgot. I remember when you came over here for Christmas dinner last year. You couldn't take your eyes off of me. And you thought I didn't notice. But I did. You were a man in love. Aww. Don't be embarrassed, sweetie. It's perfectly natural for a guy your age to be interested in a woman like me. Especially when my tits are this big. Besides, all that attention was very flattering. I even went out of my way to tease you as well. Grating some cheese onto your plates while my milkers jiggled right next to your face. Sitting next to you on the couch, rubbing your thigh with mine. We made a lot of fun memories that night. Just like we are now. With your face buried in my tits. Oh, your stiffy pressed into my legs as I pull you close. You know, most guys get a little emasculated and faced with a woman that's taller than them. But when they are perfectly eye level with my boobs, they tend to stop feeling so bad. And you, I can tell, you certainly don't mind being a bit shorter than me. Take them all in, darling. Take a deep, long breath for me. Do you like my perfume? I put it on just for you. Do you know what it's called? The perfume is called Lust. The perfect name, wouldn't you say? Now, as much as you enjoy resting your head on my big, juicy pillows, and as much as I adore having you here, we really need to take care of that desperate cock of yours. We don't want it to pump, do we? Then again, maybe that's exactly what we want. It's okay, baby. I'm going to take good care of you. Besides, you'll have all the break to snuggle into my tits. Right now, we need to let your dick breathe. Stand still while I kneel down and take off these tedious pants. Oh, my. God, baby, you're caught. puck was just begging to get out, wasn't it? It popped out like a jack-in-the-box. Look at this. And fuck. It's so hard. And it won't stop twitching and throbbing. Oh, what's up with that, honey? Do you need a cum or something? I think that's exactly what you need. These big, full balls must be so heavy and sore. What host would I be if I let you continue to be so uncomfortable in my home, I should jack you off, but having your cock so close to my face, having it smack me in the face before. Oh, fuck, baby. I can't help but give it a little taste. Fuck. God, yeah. Your dick tastes as good as I imagined it would. As sweet as you are. And it won't stop twitching. It won't stop throbbing either. This is so sexy, babe. Fucking hell. It almost feels like a babe. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck. Babe, you came so fast, you naughty, naughty boy. Ah, tisk, tisk, tisk. God, that was so hot. I've never made a boy bust that quickly before. Ah, you must really have needed that. No. Don't apologize. Honestly, it's very flattering when a guy blows his load so fast for you. Besides, it clearly was just begging to come out. It's hardly your fault. However, what is your fault is how insanely horny I am right now. I was already turned on the moment you came through the door. No, I was turned on the moment Jess told me you were coming to stay with us for the break. Ever since you left last Christmas, I could never stop thinking about you. What could have been if I made a move on you? I didn't want to make things so weird with so many people around. But I kept having so many naughty little fantasies about you. About us. Two single adults who were clearly attracted to one another. The sexual tension building exponentially between them. Oh, if you ask me, I should have never let you leave back then. At least not without making love to you. And now I can make up for lost time. What do you say? I wasn't sure if you really wanted me. But seeing how you got an instant erection the moment you saw me, and the fact that you just came inside my mouth in seconds. We're clearly meant to do this, aren't we? Oh. Come here. We're doing this right now. There. How's that? I knew a pull-out couch would come in handy. I just never thought it would be to have sexual intercourse with my daughter's friend. I really am such a naughty woman, aren't I? who cares what Jess would think? We're both adults, capable of making our own decisions. And when it comes to love, nothing should stand in the way of that. And now that I've seen your cock in action, I'm not letting you go anywhere until I fucked you. Now lay back on this bed. Do it.
Good boy. Now watch closely while I remove my skirts and panties. Take a good look at that pussy that's about to pleasure that needy, desperate cock of yours. And look while I climb onto the bed and mount you. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels amazing, sweetheart. Oh, your cock is the perfect size for my experience. Milfy clits. Oh. You to come just yet. Oh my god. Oh yes. Oh holy fuck. I haven't taken a cock like this since I was in college. Oh, it feels so good to get back in the saddle, you know. Oh. A woman can only have so sex for so long before she simply starts craving a good dicking. Oh. Specifically the hard cock of a handsome, energetic young man. Aren't you a lucky boy? I'm sure being friends with my daughter is its own reward. She's a lovely girl after all. Getting fucked by her curvaceous mother is a nice bonus, wouldn't you say? Oh, fuck. Oh, you look so sexy down there. Straddle between my legs. Will it bounce up and down on your cock? Oh, my head spinning down your shoulders. Will you desperately grab onto any part of me that you can hold on to? Oh, fuck. You look so sexy down there. Straddle between my legs. Will I bounce up and down onto your cock? Oh, my hands pinning down your shoulders. Will you desperately grab onto any part of me that you can hold onto for dear life? Oh, I know, baby. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, it's getting me hot and bothered. Oh, so, so hot. Oh, let's take these tits out, shall we? Oh, God, yes. Oh, so good to finally let these girls breathe. I could leave the bra in, but who am I kidding? I know full well you want to see my naked boobies bouncing above you, don't you? Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yes. Never be so full and undrained. Oh, a responsible woman will make sure you're nice and drained every single day. Wouldn't she? Anything less is terrible. Oh, fuck. Please play with my sex baby. Knead and squeeze them. Hold them while I ride you into the sunset. The sun basking our naked bodies in such a warm glow. Oh, fuck. This is so romantic. Oh, god damn it. I love you so much. I'm so thankful for Jess. Such a sweet young man into my home. Oh, allowing me to pleasure and take care of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Damn it. Good. I'm going to come too. Oh, shh. It's okay. I want that. I want you to bust inside me so badly. Bigger. Not to mention, I'll be able to personally feed you breakfast every morning, dinner, and every night. Oh, don't lie. I know a naughty guy like you has some perverted thoughts like those. Oh, you can try and push me off all you want, but I'm far too tall. Hurry for you to step away. You're on my sweetie. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, oh God, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Fucking give it to me. Give me your fucking cum. So deep. Fucking inside of me. Oh, 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 oh. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, here it comes. Oh, oh, come with me, babe. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Amazing god of semen.
Let that stream of your gum run deep inside of me. Fill me all the way up. Oh, fuck yes. Job holding back that orgasm until I was good and ready. Ah, you're such a gentleman. I especially adored how you screamed, "I love you," when you busted inside of me. Mwah. Don't be embarrassed. It was really sweet and romantic. Besides, I love you too. I love you so fucking much.
And the hero returns. Oh my god, what the fuck?
Oh, hey, Jess. Did you get everything I asked for?
What? Fuck the groceries. What the fuck are you two doing?
What does it look like? I'm doing your handsome friend here, of course. Or I suppose I did your handsome friend.
How? What? When did this happen?
Basically right after you left. I don't know. It was rather spontaneous.
I can't believe this.
Oh, Jess, honey. I know it's hard. I know you had a little crush on him, but... well, you were just taking too long and I just got to him first.
I do not have a crush on him. He's my friend.
Oh. Well, in that case... it's not a problem that we're dating now, right?
Dating?
Yes. He's my boyfriend now. And we will be making so much love. All break. That is for sure. Speaking of which, I know you just came back from the store, but I don't suppose you can go back out and pick me up a pregnancy test?
No. Fuck. I can't believe you. Either of you. I'm going to my room.
My. Okay, well, dinner will be ready in about an hour, sweetheart. No, don't worry, sweetie. She'll get over it eventually. I mean, she'll have to, right? It's not like you and I are going anywhere. She'll realize that's a good thing that her lonely mother got such an amazing catch like you. You know, I was intending to sleep on that pull-out couch, but we've made such a big mess on it. Disc. Oh, well, I suppose you'll have to sleep in my bed with me for the entire break. Just imagine having your face pressing into my bare titties all night long, my hand holding and rubbing your cock while we sleep together. After we fucked late into the night, I'm so excited to play with you and teach you all kinds of sexual activities. Now, why don't you go upstairs or in a bath to get cleaned up? After I get dinner on track, I'll come upstairs and join you while I bathe you clean.
How does that sound? Fuck yes, sweetheart. Off you go. Oh, and before you leave... God, you and I are going to have so much fun. In fact, I don't know if I'll be letting you return to college after break. You might just need to live here with me full time.